சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். பேஜ் 124, 12th சாப்டர், 7th மந்திர. தம் ச மூடம் ச யத்யன்யம் பிரத்யயம் வேத்தி நோ த்ருஷே சைவ யோகினாம் ப்ரேஷ்டஹ நேதரஸ்யான்ன சம்ஷயஹ. Shankaracharya talking about the Atma or Sakshi Chaitanyam as the illuminator. Illuminator means here we have to understand properly in whose presence things are known is called as illuminator. In the presence of whom the objects or the things are known or revealed is called illuminator. In whose presence things are known or things are revealed, that is called illuminator. The sun can be called as illuminator because of sun. Spelling you have to write properly. Not S-O-N sun, but S-U-N sun. The sun, solar sun, illumines everything. Therefore, sun can be called as illuminator. Similarly, the Atma Chaitanyam is the illuminator. Another point also we have to note here. We should not think illuminator means doing some job of illumining the things. Illuminator, walker is one who is walking. Speaker is one who is speaking. Eater is one who is eating. Like that, illuminator is one who is illumining. And the ing job is not done by the Surya. Surya is Lord Sun is not doing any job of illumining. Then how to understand? In his presence, everything is illumined. Clear? In his presence only. Sun, Lord Sun is not doing anything. Illumining job he is not doing. Or action he is not doing. But how he is illumining? He is illumining just by his presence. Sannidhyamatrena by the proximity. When everything comes in its proximity, it is illumined. Like that. Atma is also an illuminator. Prakasha prakaranam. This is called prakasha prakaranam. The prakasha is called illuminator. பிரகாஷ பிரகரணம் பிரகாஷம் மீன்ஸ் இல்யூமினேட்டர். தட் ஆத்ம சைத்தன்யம் இஸ் கால்ட் திரஷ்டா. இட் லென்ஸ் சைத்தன்யம் டு த சிதாபாச மைண்ட் அசோசியேட்டட் வித் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் பிகம்ஸ் திரஷ்டா, ஆபாச திரஷ்டா. பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் த அசோசியேஷன் Because of association of this mind with consciousness, Chaitanyam, pure chit consciousness associated with the mind, Chidabhasa is formed. This Chidabhasa is known as Abhasa Drashta. Why it is called Abhasa Drashta? This is also a seer, illuminator. Seeing the external world. Throughout this chapter you have to remember there are two types of seers. Drashta number one, drashta number two. One is directly illumining the mind, that is sahita. Chaitanya sahita manaha eva ahankaraha or siddhabhasa illumining the world directly. Chit is illumining the world indirectly through the siddhabhasa or mind. Mind is the upadhi. Siddhabhasa is formed, reflected consciousness is formed in that. This is what we have to understand. This Chidabhasa is Savikara Drashta. This Drashta is Abhasa Drashta, is Savikara Drashta, Anitya Drashta, Abhasa Drashta, Drishyadrik. Do you remember that familiar name now? Drishyadrik. From the standpoint of Atma Chaitanyam, this mind or this Chidabhasa is Drishyam. From the standpoint of the world, this mind or Chidabhasa is called Drik. Clear? So, this I use one word. Drishya Drik or Chidabhasa, Drashta number 2, Abhasa Drashta is Drishyam also, Drik also. That is why it has got the name, what Acharya gave the name, Drishya Drik. It is object also, subject also. What about Chit, Chaitanyam, Sakshi Chaitanyam? Ever the Drik, never the Drishyam. Ever the subject, never the object. Then what about the world? It is ever the object, never the subject. Based on this, we have to develop the subject matter. If you know this clearly, Drik, Drishya Drik and Drishyam. This is called Atma Jnanam. What is Atma Jnanam? After knowing Drishyam, Drishyadrik, Drik. Drishyam Mithya, Drishyadrik also Mithya, Drik is Satyam. Drishyam world is Mithya. Drishyadrik is also formed temporarily because of Drik, Drashta number 1. Therefore, that is also Mithya. In deep sleep, Drashtabhasam or Chidabhasa is functioning. Your Ahankara is functioning. No. Therefore, it is not Nityam. Whatever is not Nityam, it is Mithya. Trikale apina tishthati. In sleep, it is not there. What is Trikale tishthati? Chit alone. That is why it is Satyam. Two are Mithya, one is Satyam. Now, these two are Mithya. Body mind complex comes under what? Mind comes under Drishyadrik, body comes under Drishyam, Jadam. Ever the Drishyam body, it can never has got illumination on its own. At least mind has got a borrowed illumination. Mind has got a borrowed illumination or a borrowed sentiency, Chetanatvam, but body doesn't have that. So mind is better than body. So body comes under Drishyam, ever Drishyam. Mind comes under Drishyam, Drishya Drik. Both are Mithya. You want to claim that Drishya Drik or Drishyam? If you claim Drishyam, means what? You are claiming your body, which is going to disappear after some time. While it is there also giving lot of problems. How many problems this body is giving? Swamini, don't remind us now. We don't want to remember those body problems. Mind also, when it is fine, when it is going to change the mood also, we do not know. Unpredictable, uncontrollable mind. Therefore, such a miserable mind, such a miserable body, I don't want to claim myself. Therefore, then who am I? If I am not Annamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha, who am I? Illamane poiduveno anna. No, you are the one who is the adhishtanam of these 5 koshas. Chit, you can claim awareness, consciousness. I am awareness, consciousness, principle. I am blessing this inert body mind. That's what Acharya says in 7th sloka. Whoever knows their dearest to the wise people. Prestaha, prestaha means priyatamaha, dearest, priyatamaha. Most lovable, dearest person is this person. Who is that person? Tam. Tam means upadhi sahita, manaha. Upadhi is mind. This mind, and this mind is also deluded mind, because lack of discrimination, moodham, which is deluded, ajnanam is there, means it is moodham only. Moodham means what? Moham. Moham because of delusion, moodham. Then in that mind which is deluded because of lack of discrimination, deluded mind because of indiscrimination, sam moodham pratyayam veti anyam pratyayam, and in that mind, in that chidabhasa sahita manaha, what are all coming in that ahankara? Aham dukhi, I am sorrowful, I am rogi, I am ragi rogi. All these anyam pratyayam, there are so many. I am dhanavan, I am not having money, I am daridraha, I am suffering. All these pratyayas thoughts are coming in the mind. Bhayam, insecurity, worry about future. I am not worry about me, Swamini. I worry about my son. I worry about my daughter. After some age, old age comes, I am not worrying about my children now. I am worrying about my grandson. Grandson. Enna grand irukana grandson. So some worry or other we want to manage with that. அது ஒரு ஆனந்தம். அந்த வரியில பிரத்யம் டிஃபரெண்ட், அந்யம் பிரத்யம் டிஃபரெண்ட், தாட்ஸ் எமோஷன்ஸ் ஆல் ஆர் நாட் பிலாங் டு மீ தி திருக், நம்பர் ஒன் திரஷ்டா, நம்பர் ஒன் ந திருஷேஹி யஹா வேத்தி, தே ஆர் நாட் ஹேவிங் எனி கனெக்ஷன் டு மீ தி திருக் தி சாட்சி சைதன்யம். No sambandha, no anubandha, no connection with either with the mind or the emotions which are raising in the mind, either sukha, dukkha, all belong to the mind only, and the body problems also belong to the body only. They are all because of that upadhi. What upadhi? RM1, RM2. Gross body problems belongs to gross body, subtle body problems belongs to subtle body. Who am I? I am the drashta, I am the seer, I am the knower, I am the experiencer. Therefore the sakshi chaitanyam yaha vetti drishehe na, means they are not connected to this drashta number one, atma chaitanyam, sakshi chaitanyam. They are not connected at all. Whoever knows that, saha eva yoginam prashtah. Previous sloka he mentioned, I experience atman. Some people say in samadhi, yoga samadhi, they are all not real yogis. This person alone is real yogi who is attending Upadesha Sahasri class and listening, understanding also. Okay, not just listening, understanding. Drashta number one, drashta number two, and drishyam, drishyadrik, drishyam, drishyadrik, and drik, whoever sought out by threadbare analysis. Sahayeva, he alone, sahayeva yoginam prashtaha, he is the greatest among the yogis. Avar vandu romba periya yogi anna. என்ன யோகி? இஃப் திஸ் ஜானம் இஸ் நாட் தேர், வி டோன்ட் கேர் ஃபார் தட் சமாதி யோகி, அஷ்டாங்க யோகி ஆர் எனி அதர் யோகி. வி வாண்ட் ஓன்லி திஸ் ஜானம். வைஸ் பீப்புள் சே திஸ் ஜானி அலோன் இஸ் டியரஸ்ட் டு அஸ். லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா செட் ஜானி டு ஆத்மைவ மே மதம். லைக் தட் ஹியர் ஆல்சோ சம் புக்ஸ் தே ஹாவ் தி ஸ்ரேஷ்டஹ ரீடிங் ஆல்சோ. போத் ஆர் ஓகே. ஸ்ரேஷ்டா இஸ் த கிரேட்டஸ்ட் அமாங் யோகிஸ், ந இதரஹா, நாட் அதர் யோகிஸ் ஹூ ஆர் சிட்டிங் அண்ட் இன் சமாதி அண்ட் வெயிட்டிங் ஃபார் ஆத்ம அனுபவ. I want to go to deep samadhi. I want to stop my thoughts. I want to stop my mind. Then I get atma darshanam. Who is sitting? He is not prashtaha, prashtaha. But real yogi is this person only. Na anyaha. Na itaraha syat. No other person is not having this prashtaha status. Only whoever knows Druk, Drishya Druk and Drishya Jnanam. Three. Separately, distinctly, at the same time after knowing distinctly, I am Druk alone, I can never be the Drishya Druk, I can never be the Drishyam. They are all blessed by me, the Druk, Drashta number one. There is no doubt at all, na samshayaha. There is no doubt. He is the prashtaha, he is the shrestaha, because he is having doubtless knowledge. Since he is having doubtless knowledge, we can say doubtlessly he is shrestaha. Since he is having a doubtless knowledge, samshaya rahita jnanam, he is called shrestaha, prashtaha. Not any other yogis. If you do Shirshasanam, top stervy posture, hours together, some gymnastics like miraculous powers, if you show to people, Shastra says, what is there? So what? Tatakyam, tatakyam, so what, so what? Nothing doing. Unless you know your real nature, you are a deluded person only. You have to see the delusion happening in the mind. Depression, suppression happening in the mind, you have to watch. I am untouched. I am asangaha, asangohi, I am purushaha. And the jnanam varavarku, I am not a shrestaha, not a prashtaha. Okay. I am not dear to jnanis. Up to here we saw in the last class. So, not connected to the Sakshi Chaitanyam. Why? They are all only illumined by me, the Sakshi Chaitanyam. Shloka number 8. Vijnatir yastu vijnata. Sattvam ityuchyate yatah. தனுபவஸ்தஸ்ய ததோன்யனுபவோ மிருஷாம். From this 8th shloka onwards up to 12th verse, all are very important verses. Acharya want to present Atma is the drashta, sakshi chaitanyam alone is the satyam. With ahankara, I have to claim I am not ahankara. With ahankara or drishya drik, I have to claim I am drik. Shastra talks about drishya. Drik, drishya drik and drishyam. The purpose is to turn our attention from drishya drik or ahankara to sakshi. Just turning our attention to change our perception from body, mind, ahankara to sakshi, I. Now look into the shloka. All based on that Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam, Brihadaranyakopanishad. Very, very important. Vijnatehe yaha vijnata. beautiful presentation. You see, Vignata, seer, number one. Vignatehe, of that seer, number two. Seer means perceiver, knower, experiencer. Instead of seeing, ahankara, mind is knowing the external world, what we say, I am knowing, I am seeing. Mind is seeing through the eyes the external object. Instead of saying that, what we are saying? I am seeing, I am eating, I am knowing. Therefore, seeker number one, Vignata, yaha Vignatehe Vignata. Seeker number one is the seer of seer number two. Seer number one, capital S, seer number one, is the seer of seer number two. Sakshi Chaitanyam is the witnesser of the mind. Words, when you are writing it, looks as though so difficult. I am knowing my mind or not? Swamini, mind is today so dull, I feel. You are knowing the mind. Which mind is knowing the world? That mind, Siddhabhasa Sahita Manaha, is the Siddhabhasa Drashta, Abhasa Drashta, who is the knower of external world. That mind you are knowing. What you are knowing? So-so mind, happy mind, moody mind, dull mind, sleepy mind, some mind, problematic mind. You are aware of your mind, not external world. Now you are aware of your own internal antahkaranam. Antahkarana drashta, vijnata, vijnatehe. This is called practical application. If I go on giving the word meaning and close the book and go away, you will continue in ajnana only lifelong. Here now itself you have to understand. Yaha vijnatehe vijnata. Now I have to prove. Yes, that Vignata I am. How you can prove? I am the knower of my mind, which is focusing on Upadesha Sahasri class fully. I hope so. I am the witnesser of my mind. I am observing my mind, which is listening to the Upadesha Sahasri class, clearly understanding. Are you aware of not? Understanding or not understanding, are you aware of it or not? That means you are the Vignata. Vignata of not any other thing, your own mind. Which mind is known as Drishyadrik, which is the knower of external mind, external world. Clear? Easy irukka illaya? Now you are the knower of your own mind, antahkaranam. So, antahkaranam is also a vijnata, is it not? Vijnata of what? External world. It knows clip, mic, fan, house, all those things it is knowing. But I am knowing that when 2000 rupee note comes, that mind is so happy. Mind is watching 2000 rupees note. And mind is drishyadrik, watching the 2000 rupees note in the current news. Okay, 2000 rupee note. And immediately it is so happy, and you know it is happy. You are the drashta of that mind. Which mind is happy after seeing 2000 rupees? Sakshi Chaitanyam saw the 2000 rupees, or mind through the eyes it saw the 2000 rupees? Tell me. Enna manasu somba santoshama iruka. Enna? After seeing 2000 rupees. Chumma solren. Example. So who knows that mind is happy? Drashta number one, seer number one, Sakshi Chaitanyam. Who is that? I am. Now I am drashta number one or not? Who is watching the happy mind after seeing? Which mind is happy after seeing 2000 rupees? Are you getting? Now are you happy? Are you happy of 2000 rupees or understanding this point? Understanding this point, you are happy in the sense that happiness also comes in drishya drik only. That happy mind also, who is knowing? Who is the vijnata? Drashta number one, seer number one, knowing the seer number two, who is happy, sometimes fluctuating, vacillating, that mind I am knowing. Yaha vijnata vijnate. I hope I have communicated. Yaha vijnata vijnate saha tvam iti. You are that. You see, tat tvam asi mahavakya. Saha paramatma you are. Saha paramatma you are. In Chandogya Upanishad mahavakya is what? Tattvam asi. Tattvam asi, tattvam asi. 9 times it comes. That Paramatma you are. I am that Paramatma, I am that Paramatma. Shankaracharya says, Saha Tvamasi. Who is that Saha? Don't look up there. Here only Drashta number one, Seer number one, capital C, capital S. Seer number two is small s, because it is reflected. Chidabhasa, reflected consciousness. Therefore, Saha, Drashta number one, Seer number one, Tvamasi. Tvamna, it has to pierce. What? Annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, manamaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha, anandamaya kosha, all taandi ponu. Sarira trayam taandi ponu. Evadi taandi ponu na? Not long jump, high jump. Intellectually you have to claim. Sahatvamasi means that vijnata you are. Upanishad says, Shankaracharya reminds to us. Now here itself you have to claim that, yes, that vijnata I am, because I am the knower of my mind. Which mind is fluctuating? Happy mind, happy, happier, happiest. Positive degree mind, comparative degree mind, superlative degree mind. I am the drashta. The one who sees, seer number one, is different from the seer number two. Saha tvamasi, that vijnata you are, iti ucchate, that sakshi is you. Yataha, since Upanishad is teaching in this manner, that vijnata you are, sakshi chaitanyam you are. Saha kyat anubhavaha tasyam. That is saha. That means that is tasya anubhavaha syat. For him it is ever evident. You are evident to yourself or not. Saha, that is aparoksham. Directly evident. It need not be proved by anything. Who? I myself am the knower or seer of my mind. To know myself, whom I want? I don't want anyone. I know myself. I know. How do you know? You know yourself. Inna keli paranga. How do you know yourself? Since I am knowing the mind which is happy, unhappy, sorrowful, joyful mind, I am knowing that itself is the proof I am self-evident. Since the mind I am knowing, the knower must be evident to know the mind. Therefore, I am self-evident. Mind is not self-evident. Mind is evident to me. Then mind borrows sentience to from me and it illumines, makes the things evident. Mind becomes evident because of me, and mind gets sentiency and it makes the objects evident. Mind is not self-evident. Objects are not self-evident. But I am self-evident. Then who am I now? Vijnata. Aham. Is it direct anubhava or indirect anubhava?
டைரக்ட் அபரோக்ஷ ஜானம், டைரக்ட்லி ஐ நோ மை செல்ஃப். இவள் சொன்னாலும் கூட இன்னும் யோசிச்சுட்டே இருக்கும் மனசு, எப்படி எப்படி எப்படி, அந்த எப்படி எப்படின்னு யோசிக்கிறான் யாரு? அதுதான் விக்னாதான். இந்த எப்படி எப்படின்னு ஆலோசனை வருது இல்லையா மனசுக்குள்ள, ஹூ இஸ் த விட்னஸர் ஆஃப் தட்? விக்னாதேஹ விக்னாதா அஹமஸ்மி 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 பிரம்மா அஹமஸ்மி. சோ அத்தைவ பிரம்ம சமஷ்ணுதே, அதுதான் மீனிங். ஹியர் நவ் இட் செல் யூ ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். சுவாமினி யூஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், ஓகே, இன் திஸ் மேனர் யூ ஹாவ் டு அனலைஸ் அண்ட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், ஃபுல் ஸ்டாப். தென் ததா அன்யாஹ அனுபவஹ மிருஷா, அதர் தேன் திஸ் எனி அனுபவ இஃப் யூ ஹாவ் தட் இஸ் அனாத்ம அனுபவ ஓன்லி. அதர் தேன் திஸ் அபரோக்ஷ சாட்சி சைதன்ய அனுபவ, எனி அனுபவ இஸ் அனாத்ம அனுபவ. Therefore, anyone says, I have Atma Anubhava, I got experience of that Atma, I got this, that, and so on. All Anatma, Mursha, Mithya, useless, they are in vain. Mursha means Mithya, purposeless. Anything, any other experience other than this Aparoksha Jnanam, Vijnata, Ahamasmi, Sakshi Jaitanyam, other than this, any other knowledge is a false, any other experience is false. Anubhava means experience. Other than this aparoksha vijnata anubhava, this is the satyam. Other than this, whatever anubhava comes, it comes under anatma anubhava. So to get anatma anubhava, first you must, anatma anubhava presupposes atma anubhava. எனக்கு எல்லா அனுபவம் வந்துதான், ஆத்ம அனுபவம் இல்லாமல் எல்லா அனுபவம் எப்படி வரும்? தட் இஸ் வை ஐ சேட் இன் த லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ், நோபடி இஸ் லேக்கிங் ஆத்ம அனுபவ, எவ்ரிபடி இஸ் லேக்கிங் ஆத்ம ஜானம். ஆத்ம அனுபவம் எப்பவுமே இருந்துட்டே இருக்கு. நோபடி இஸ் லேக்கிங் ஆத்ம அனுபவ, பிகாஸ் இன் எவ்ரி எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் பிரதிபோத விதித்தம் மதம் போதம் போதம் பிரதி விதித்தம் அஹம் அஹம் இதி மிருஷாயேவ. தேர்ஃபோர் ஸ்ரோத்ரஸ்ய ஸ்ரோத்ரம் மனசோ மனஹ வாசோஹ வாசம், தட் இஸ் த மீனிங் வி ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். ஸோ ஆத்ம ஜானம் இஸ் நாட் எ நியூ ஈவெண்ட். ஆத்ம ஜானம், இஃப் இட் இஸ் ஆத்ம ஜானம், ஐ காட் எ செல்ஃப் நாலேஜ், இஸ் இட் எ ப்ராசஸ்? இஸ் இட் என் ஈவெண்ட் டு டேக் பிளேஸ் இன் சோ அண்ட் சோ டைம்? Suppose I know this clip, it is an event. I know this clip at particular time, at particular place, it is an event. There is a process. Like that, I am Vijnata Aham Atma Iti Jnanam, is it an event? So now I got this clip knowledge, you know. Clip knowledge, clip Jnanam. Before I was not having clip Jnanam, now I have got clip knowledge, is it not? Before I was not having book knowledge, now I have got this book knowledge, so and so book. Before I don't have house knowledge, so and so house, now I have got a house knowledge. Griha jnanam, pustaka jnanam, clip jnanam, any other jnanam is an event, process. It comes because of vritti. You should not say atma jnanam also is an event. You should not say Atma Jnanam is not an event. Suppose you say Atma Jnanam also event. Clip Jnanam is event. In this event, Clip Jnanam, what Jnanam you have got? Clip Jnanam. Clip became what? Object. Clip became object. Clip Jnanam is an event, happened. Similarly, Atma Jnanam also is an event. Clip munnadi theriyala, adhaan ippu theriyaradhu. Clip knowledge. But Atma Jnanam also an event. Indirectly you are accepting, I do not know Atma. I was not aware of Atma. Now only I know Atma. Previously it was not evident to me. Now after coming to Panchadashi, Upadesha Sahasrari class only, Atma is evident to me. And then I know. I was not Atma, now only I am Atma, I don't. It is wrong. It is wrong. Therefore, Atma can never be an evident in so and so time, particular time, like any other object. Klippu jnanam madri Atma jnanam. Appadi solla koodadu. Therefore, three points you have to note. There was no time Atma was not evident because it is self-evident. There was no time Atma was not evident because it is self-evident. It is ever-evident. So Atma is immanent in here. So the light is immanent, pervading all objects. At the same time, light is not connected to any object. Transcends. The light pervades all objects, but at the same time intrinsic, immanent also, at the same time transcendental also. It is not connected to the object. Similarly, I am immanent in body mind complex, at the same time I am transcendental. I am in Sakshi Chaitanyam, Drashta number 1. I am transcendental even while I am immanent. Where immanent? In Chidabhasa. I have given chitta to mind, therefore I am immanent. At the same time, mind cannot connect it to me. Then all other knowledge is an event in the mind. Any other knowledge other than Atma Jnanam, it is an event in the mind. In the form of thought, clip vritti, mic vritti, desk vritti, pustakam vritti, all the thought process. But Atma Jnanam, you should not take Atma vritti, Jnana vritti, but even though it is a vritti, it is not a process, because it is not an object. Therefore, next point, when the knowledge takes place in the mind, it is illumining the object, that is Bahya Prapancha. When thought arises in the mind, Klippa Vritti comes. Then Klippa Vritti illumines Klip. Where is the Klip? Bahya or Antara? Bahya. So every thought in the mind which illumines the objects, objects are outside. Bahya Prapancha. When the Vritti mind cannot illumine the Atma Chaitanyam, on the other hand, mind is illumined by Atma Chaitanyam. How can mind illumine the Atma Chaitanyam? Is it necessary to the mind to illumine the Atma Chaitanyam? No, because Atma is self-evident. But self-evident mind, through the vritti, it need not illumine. It can illumine Bahya Vastu, mind, but not the Atma. Therefore, there is a difference between Atma Jnanam and Klippa Jnanam. Ella Jnanam Dane Swamini. Let us take, some people say, okay, if it is an event in the mind happening in the Bahya Vastu, mind, Klippa Vritti, Klippa Thought, Klip is outside. He wants to say, Atma Jnanam, that event takes place in the Atma. Apadi sollalame anna. Atma Jnanam, yes, an event takes place in the Atma, anna, it will never take place in the Atma. It is not possible. It is not possible. Self-knowledge is not taken like Klippa Jnanam, because they are outside. Atma is inside. You are that. Therefore, it doesn't require. Therefore, what? Finally, when an object is illumined by knowledge, it means it is non-evident previously, now it is evident. When object is illumined by the mind, previously it was not evident, now it is evident. Like that you can say to Atma, when Atma Jnanam has come, previously Atma was not evident, now it is evident, and Cholla Mudiyadu. When Atmajnanam, as it rises in the mind, mind says, I cannot reveal you, because before I am revealing you, you are there helping me to reveal all objects. Everybody. Mind says, I cannot reveal you, Atma, because before I am revealing what? It cannot exist to reveal. I am blessed by you, how can I reveal you? By blessings of you, I am revealing everything. Therefore, it is not an event to happen in the mind as a process. Then what is happening here, whole thing and that? Nothing. You, that Chidabhasa helps us, Atmajnanam is meant to convert your notion, wrong notion, that I am not Atma, I am a samsari, I am dukhi, sukhi. That notion, it has to be turned inwards. Towards whom? Drashta number one. To turn drashta number one, we talk about drashta number two, drishya prapancham. All these discussions meant to turn your drive home. What is your home? Sakshi chaitanyam, drashta number one. That is the purpose. There is no tatparyam in drashta number two and drishya prapancha. In the whole teaching is meant to turn your attention to drashta number one. Eppadi paatu kashtapadram paarungo. Ivvalu sonna kuda ennamo or event ano atma ano. Are needa appa atma ana appa na enna ne puriyala. Adha you are not what you are not. First you know mano buddhi ahankara cittani naham. What I am not, if I know, who am I? I can know. I remain as Atma. கொஞ்சம் கடபிடா இருக்கும். நிறைய நிதித்தியாசனம் பண்ணணும், நிறைய ஹோம்ஒர்க் பண்ணணும். நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா, 9th ஸ்லோகா. Therefore, you should not stop the mind. மனசை வேத மாப்தவியம். You have to know only through the mind. Know through the mind. நான் ஆத்மா தானே மனசு, இதுக்குன்னு சொல்லி மனசு ஸ்டாப் பண்ணக்கூடாது. மனசாயேவ ஆப்தவியம். எனக்கு கட்டோபனிஷத்துல ஆச்சாரியா, யார் ஆச்சாரியா? யமதர்மராஜ ஆச்சாரியா சேஸ். நெக்ஸ்ட் 9th ஸ்லோகா. திருஷி ரூபம் சதா நித்யே தர்ஷனாதர்ஷனே மயி கதம் ஸ்யாத்தாம் ததோ நான்யஹ இஷ்யதே நுபவஸ்ததஹ. Self knowledge is not meant to experience the self. Anuga, self knowledge is not meant to experience the self. Self knowledge is not meant to know the self as an object. Self knowledge is not meant to know the self. Clip knowledge meant to know the clip. Book knowledge is meant to know the book. House knowledge is meant to know the house. Self knowledge is meant to know the self. Because I am the self. Every knowledge is available because of me. Therefore, self-knowledge is not meant for the self. Self-knowledge is not meant for to know the self as an object. Every knowledge, you know it as an object. Self-knowledge is not meant to know the self as an object. Self-knowledge is not meant to know the self. Why? Because self-knowledge is not meant to know the self as an object. Then what? You, the subject, is the self. Therefore, never get, I got self-knowledge. No, getting a kadaya is actual. I am self, that's all. And the knowledge also, we deny later, afterwards. Let's say, jnani never say, I am a jnani. I have got self knowledge and I have got a self knowledge of self. Of self and enna idudhu it becomes object. Then you who you are appo self vere naan vere aidum illa thagaraar. Okay, look into the shloka. To know that I am akarta abhokta sakshi chaitanyam, this is the teaching. That's all. Drishi rupe sada nitye, sada drishi rupe nitye darshana darshane mayi katham syatam. Mayi in me, darshana adarshanam, ignorance and knowledge, how they can happen in me, who I am sada all the time. Ajnana avarana will not take place in me, the Atma. In sun, darkness and light will take place. In Adhyatma Ramayanam, in sloka is there. Naho naratri savitur yatha bhavet prakasharupa vibhicharita kvachit vibhicharita kvachit jnanam tatha jnanam idam dvayam pare rame kadham syat kadhasyatam sthasyati, sorry, kadhas rame kadham sthasyati shuddhatidghanena. This shloka tells in Surya Bhagavan darkness and light cannot be there because Surya is light. Similarly, in Atma, both are not possible. Ignorance and knowledge, both are not possible. In Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, Atma is Jnana Swarupam. Atmana, Atma Jnana Varavindi, Avashyamilla. Suryanla Surya Prakasham Varanam, Suryanla Prakasham Varanam, Suryanla darkness irukuma, kadiyad. Irukku mudiyad. Similarly, here also he says, darshana adarshana. Darshana means knowledge. Adarshana means ignorance. Mayi kadham syatam, how they can exist? Ignorance and knowledge. So, and the Atma jnana angaradu kuda, in Atma, it never happens. Atma jnana, self-knowledge does not take place in the self. Self knowledge need not take place in the self. Self is always knowledge swarupam, jnana swarupam. Self knowledge takes place in the mind only. Okay. Drishi rupe sada nitye. I am of the nature of drishi, means what? Seer number one, drashta number one, who is eternal, permanent, self evident. In me, where is the question of this ignorance and knowledge? Therefore, what about Atma Jnanam? Even in Atma, self doesn't have self-ignorance. Mind alone has got self-ignorance. In self, self-ignorance is not possible. In self, self-knowledge is also not possible. Then what is possible? Nothing is possible. Then what is self-knowledge? Since you are thinking you are not this drashta number one, Sakshi Chaitanyam, I want to give you this self-knowledge in your mind because you are suffering with this disease of samsara disease. I want to turn your attention towards drashta number one. Therefore, I talk about this knowledge in the mind. Full stop. Tataha na anyaha ishyate anubhavaha tataha na anyaha ishyate anubhavaha tataha. Other than this, therefore tataha, other than this knowledge, there is no other knowledge. There is no other knowledge means what? For moksha or liberation, this just recognizing I am Sakshi Chaitanyam Drashta number one is sufficient. There is nothing is required other than this anubhava. What anubhava? It is not anubhava actually.
അപരോക്ഷ ജ്ഞാനം. നത്തിങ് ഇസ് റിക്വയർഡ്. ക്ലിയർ? നെക്സ്റ്റ് ശ്ലോകം, ശ്ലോക നമ്പർ 10.
എതസ്ഥസ്താപോരവേദേഹി ദൃശേ സ വിഷയോ യഥാ സത്വസ്ഥസ്തദ്വദേവേഹ ദൃശേ സ വിഷയസ്തഥാ.
Now he gives another example, example like example. So when ആതപ, തപ മീൻസ് ഹിയർ ദ സൺ ലൈറ്റ്. രവേഹി താപഹ ദേഹി യത്. വെൻ യുവർ ബോഡി ഹാസ് ഗോട്ട് സം ഹീറ്റ് ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് ദറ്റ് സൺ ലൈറ്റ്. ദേഹി രവേഹി താപഹ, ഹീറ്റ് ഇൻ ദ ബോഡി ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് സൺ. ദൃശേഹി സ വിഷയോ യഥാ, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദ വിഷയ, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദ ഓബ്ജക്ട്, ദൃശ്യം ഫോർ ദ്രഷ്ടാ നമ്പർ വൺ. ഹി വാണ്ട് ടു സേ ദ അട്രിബ്യൂട്ട്സ് ഓഫ് ദ ഓബ്ജക്ട് ബിലോങ് ടു ദ ഓബ്ജക്ട്. Attribute can never exist separate from the object. You cannot separate the attribute and the object. So the body has got an attribute, that is heat. The heat is the attribute of the body, and the attribute belongs to the body. So body is the object, heat is the attribute. Then who is the knower of this body, heated body? Drishehe vishayaha. It is an object of experience. I am experiencing the heated body, heated up body. Is it vishayaha or not? You are the experiencer of the body which is having surya tapa, associated with surya tapa, sun heat. That means what? Body is also an object. Its attribute belongs to the body. Similarly, mind also. In the next line, he comes to the mind. Similarly, sattvastha tadvat. Sattvastha means here, mind. Sattvastha, mind, because it is having what? Dukkham, sukham. It is associated with raga, dvesha, attributes. Sattvasthaha tadvat iha. Similarly, body has got that heat, it belongs to the body attribute. Mind has got raga, dvesha attributes, sukha, dukkha attributes. All belongs to the mind. Who is the witnesser, seer? Drishehe vishayaha. Drishehe means seer number one, drashta number one. Drishehe vishayaha saha tatha. So the attributes of the body belongs to the body, attributes of the mind belongs to the mind, the witnesser, the drashta of the body, drashta of the mind, and their attributes belong to the body mind, not to the drashta. Who is that drashta? I am. So I am not having na punyam, na papam, na saukhyam, na dukkham, na mantro, na teertham, na veda, na yajna, aham bhojanam, naiva bhojyam, na bhokta, chidanam darupa shivoham, shivoham. Therefore, who is having problem now? Body, mind, complex has got problems. You cannot avoid, you cannot control, you can do your best, leave the rest. In me, the self-evident Sakshi Chaitanyam, there is no samsara, there is no punya, there is no papa, there is no sukha, there is no dukkha, there is no raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, nothing is there. This is a drama, you are watching the drama, watch the drama, continue, todarum. Continue, that continues. I am ever the Sakshi Chaitanyam, drashta number one. I am number one. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadah Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.